that's an example of what not to do, Dane. I got sucked into listening to Bertrand's Wintrust Business Lunch and forgot to hit the button.
That's a testament to Steve's power as a broadcaster.
And the mellifluous tones that he has.
Yeah. I saw him reading a book like Subliminal Talking Techniques to Lock In Listeners, I think was the title.
Well, it worked for me. I'm sorry. I have a Belvita biscuit stuck in my throat.
That's it.
Or am I just happy to be here with you, Dane?
Thanks. It's great. Belvita mix. If you're going to get a biscuit stuck in your throat, Belvita is the biscuit to go with.
Do you know what they are?
It looks like a little packaged snack.
It is 4 hours of nutritious, steady energy. They're breakfast biscuits. And at 230 calories per pack, and there are two... There's a lot of stuff in here, and the first time I was introduced to a Belvita, I had never heard of it, Southwest Airlines.
Wow, okay, so they give that as a snack, so it isn't like an official meal replacement, it's kind of a snack. You know who, is it, who makes those little crackers? They're not crackers, they're kind of like little cookies, but they're really, that you had them, the first time you ever had them was on a plane, and then they sort of have sort of a... I don't know if like a cinnamony kind of flavor, texture, but they're little.
I kind of know what you're talking
cookies,
about.
But they're so good that people, that now you will find them. They have transcended the transportation industry. Now you'll find them at the grocery store.
But what are they called?
I don't know. 312-981-7200.
No, different number. 312-235-2525. Just look at the phone. Can you see it? Look. Do you have a phone screener?
There it is. Yeah. 312-235-2525. And I don't know if it's airline specific, but you sit in, you're in there and they give you, they come around and ask if you want some peanuts or a soft drink.
Those?
And then or you get these little crackers in they're not crackers. They are not crackers. They are cookies, but they come in sort of like a cracker type packaging and they're really, really good to where I have here, full disclosure. let's say the your neighbor is asleep. You don't even know who that is on the plane.
Oh.
And they're sleepy and they don't want them. And then sometimes, does he want any? And you're like, sure. And then you'll just, they'll just hand you his or hers.
Well, that's not cool.
Yeah. Well, it's happened to me too, where I've had to go back and, say, hey, I was asleep during the dispensary moments of the flight, and I would like my...
The dispensary moments.
I would like my cookies.
I have something that I emailed myself. I got to find it, because you are the guy I wanted to talk to about this.
Wait, isn't it in the red package?
It sounds reddish. And you know what? The cookies themselves are kind of like a brownish, reddish...
Biscoff cookies?
Yes, I think that sounds right.
I think that's on
They're great for dipping in coffee. Mm-hmm. You can do that if you have coffee on the plane.
All right, Jasmine, I've seen you with Belvitas too. So do you fly Southwest a lot?
All the time.
Me too. And like you take your snack ideas from what's served on the planes.
Because
the only other place I ever saw a Belvita breakfast biscuit, Jasmine had some. And I'm like, oh, she must have taken a Southwest flight this weekend. And then I realized you could buy them at the store.
Yeah, they're great. Great.
They really are. Coconut's the best.
Traveling on a plane has changed so much when it comes to the food side of things. I remember all the way back when you used to get kind of like, even if it wasn't a tremendously long flight, if it was a couple hours, you got some kind of food. Like they'd give you a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Some kind. You didn't know what it was.
Well, no, but sometimes there would be like a little sort of a meal situation. This wasn't in first class at all. And then it got to the point where you got peanuts and you got the soft drink. And then it got to the point where you could buy stuff. Now they don't take cash at all. And then in some of the flights, some of the more recent ones, like everything is purchased. Like you have to buy, like you may get water or a soda, a little portion of a soda, but then the rest is...
You can ask for the can.
Okay.
I only really fly Southwest, and typically I'm very bummed that the Potbellies is gone from Midway, because that was my go-to, grab a Potbellies roast beef and provolone and bring it on the plane. So now it would have been McDonald's, but I think that McDonald's is gone too. And that is probably not fair to other flyers, because you smell those french fries, man. That's what you want.
Okay. Just don't bring one of the Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
How about, I feel so bad. I've had another one.
You
and
stopped
a half.
How was your wait? Describe the experience.
I actually was going to take video of it because I pulled the first time we ordered it. We had talked about it, and Sunday, November 3rd, it became available, and I wasn't going to go Sunday because the line was crazy. And then I decided, like Monday or Tuesday, I was going to go, and I went at an off-peak time, and I was the sixth car back in the drive-thru, and I was worried they were only going to let me get one, so I was going to videotape it to, you know, just document it. And then I thought, you know what, I don't really care. If I have to get one, I'll just drive through four times, you know. But they won't do that, and everything went fine. The only problem was it was a mild one in a spicy marked package, and that kind of bummed me out. But then we got them 2 days later, and the spicy was in the spicy, and there's a big difference.
As it should be. Now, what kind of recourse do you have? Because do you feel like, and think about this, Wendy, because you know, if there's any kind of problem with your food, you usually don't have any problem going back up to the counter and say, like, hey, you know, this is supposed to have, whatever, right? Whatever mm-hmm. kind of issue maybe. But when there's a line all around.
And I did a drive-thru, so we didn't know till we got home.
Okay. But would you feel comfortable going back up and just busting right through?
No, they're so busy.
Or would you feel like you needed to, not if the line's super long, but wait in line again, you know, for any kind of adjustments to your order?
I get really, I'm kind of the biggest baby in the entire world when it comes to messing up my order. I really am. And I don't just mean at restaurants. Like if Jim is running to Portillo's, he knows after being with me for many years, married for 22, I don't like relish on my hot dog. So if Jim would bring me a Portillo's and there was relish, I would have a hissy fit and go, how could you? I thought you loved me.
Right. Well, but sometimes they just make mistakes. Esther's really good about looking in the bag.
Me like, too.
Especially like Taco Bell.
Yes.
Like Taco Bell, if you're
notorious.
Getting like, yes. multiple, you know, things in there and tacos and whatever. And they typically have a kind of a... I don't know, like a low success rate on fulfilling all of the stuff. And so you don't get out of the parking lot, you know, from the Taco Bell. You always have to stop and look at everything just to make sure that you got it. Because once you get home, it's hard to get back over.
You know, but you know what Taco Bell does do? If you call them and say, hey, I got a shredded chicken taco and it wasn't in the bag, they will say, okay, I'm the manager. Write this on your receipt. Bring your receipt back. We'll give you a free one next time you're here. And we go pretty regularly.
Oh, okay.
So you can call.
Yeah. No, that's a good thing to do. Or you feel like there's, you know, it's kind of like that 5-second rule when you're going to drop food. But I think when you pick up the wrong food, I think there's a finite amount of time that you can just go bust back in there.
Yeah.
You know, where there's like, well, you could have eaten all that food by now, even though you didn't. So you can get back there and say like, hey, there's supposed to be 3 burgers. You know, there's only 2 burgers. We need an extra burger. If you come back right away, then usually but you can't go back unless you call and have that special relationship, right? Where you've written something down and say that you talked to Toby or whatever.
Right. He's the manager.
Right. Where is it, you can't wait too long because then it's, not that they would, you know, because you're obviously, you really don't want any more trouble than you need. You just want to go back and get your food. But if you wait a couple hours, yeah, hey, I was in here, you know, earlier today. And, you know.
No, you got to call right when you get home. Yep. And you could read them like your receipt number. Always save the receipt. And I have to ask you something because you're a foodie and you're a dad and sometimes you order food out and there's a restaurant and I'm going to keep it nameless because honestly, this is like one of my favorite takeout order restaurants that we order from a lot. We ordered from them the other night and the order was so subpar that I didn't know what to do.
Was it the wrong stuff or just was
no.
bad?
Chicken wings. My son bit into one. It was red. The bone was red. And he goes, Mom, is this cooked all the way? And I said, no, it isn't. the pizza was not really good. The bottom of the box was kind of sweaty and wet.
the way you describe things
I know,
is so great.
And I'm telling you, we order from them on a very regular basis, like several times a month. And okay. I love it. It's going to remain nameless. But I didn't know what to do because I have just never, ever gotten anything wrong or bad from this place. And I called to speak to the manager. And I just said, you know, these wings are raw. I mean, I got to tell you, they're raw. And he says, you know, do you want me to send another order of wings? And I said, yes, because that's what...
Because we can't eat these.
My kid is having for dinner. And yeah. And we got spaghetti, and there was the container was not very filled. And it just was noticeable. All I'm saying is
And it wasn't even just one thing. It was kind of like the whole situation.
And all I did was call to complain about the wings, and they sent another order of wings, and I gave them the raw ones.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
I just said, I mean, I could microwave them and we can eat them, but it's really gross. Yeah. And he goes, no, I'd actually like them because we want to see what's going on, it's like this. And they made good on it, but, you know, with a tip, it was like $76. And the more I think about it now, the pizza was subpar.
So you only sent back, did you mention the other things, too? Or was the conversation, only about the chicken?
I mentioned the spaghetti being a little on the slight side. And I said, look up my name. See how many times I order. We're here all the time. I've never had a complaint. It seems like this order was not big enough. And he said, well, we weigh it. So that seems odd. So I kind of let that go. But it just, like, and now I don't know that I can honestly say I'm going to order from them for a while.
Well,
and it breaks my heart. This is a regular, like, been going for
the important
years.
Thing is that you did have an opportunity to talk to the manager, right? And so he knows. He can go, and this was like right when you got the things too.
Yeah.
So he could go back and say that, let's say Larry is the one who prepared your order, and there's some issues there, and then he could also show too that you're not just someone that's a new customer that's just complaining.
Oh, no.
Or someone
for like
not familiar.
30 years I've been going to this place,
so they can go ahead and check that you want them to be a part of your takeout and delivery life and have been for a number of years. So you're on the team, right? And so I think that they appreciate getting that information, because the last thing that they would want to do is not have an opportunity to make good on it. Let's say, because oftentimes you'll see people complain about stuff, or you'll say people on social media or Yelp or whatever, to have an opportunity to go ahead and know about it. Because for me, I'm not one of those big online complainers. If we don't have a good experience, we just don't go back, and they'll never know. I'm not sitting there having a conversation heart to heart about you need to do this. We just do something else. And I think in this area there's so much competition for you could eat anywhere.
I may take it off my regular, it's part of my contacts. It's been in my phone forever.
But you don't want to take a chance. At least they fixed it, but you don't want to take a chance.
They fixed a portion of it. And that's probably my fault for not saying, I got to be honest with you.
It's so
I think
weird,
you should
though,
replace the whole order. It really was an off night.
It's the kind of thing that you just... I think they appreciate getting an opportunity to go ahead and fix it.
Although you said you don't give them an opportunity. You just would say, hey, I'm not going back.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, if it's bad, like it depends. But some of this stuff seems like they didn't put enough pasta in there. So that's careless. The pizza was cooked oddly. The chicken wasn't cooked at all.
They explained that, though. They said that, and most restaurants do it, they put it on a timer, and a lot of times the drumstick part of the wing is just big and meaty because, the chickens are so giant now that it doesn't get cooked all the way.
Right.
And when that was explained to me, I said, maybe you should add a minute to the timer then.
All of these issues fall into the category of their problem. There can be reasons, but still they
fix it.
But they end up fixing it, and so they drop it off. And it shouldn't be, because a lot of times for us, for the kids, I'm not going through, it's not like it's Halloween candy where you're inspecting everything to make sure that it's safe for people. You would just give it, and you said your son was like, hey, is this done?
I know. If he didn't ask me.
He didn't say, he might have just assumed it's done because that's what it's supposed to be.
Oh, it was red. Okay. The bone part was red. And, I said, oh, don't eat that. And, I tried to microwave it. And it cooks a little more in the microwave, but then it kind of is a little rubbery. And then I thought, screw that. I just paid this much money for it. I want an order that's edible.
That's the thing, too, is that, in this day and age, it's expensive. And if you have a couple kids or more, then it really does add up. And so even though you're eating at home, it's a lot of money.
I know.
And so you're going to want to have it be good.
There was this one time we were out to breakfast, and I ordered my typical Denver omelet with cheddar cheese because I find it terrible that a lot of places will put a Denver omelet and there's no cheese. It's just the ham, green pepper, and onion. Like, okay, do they not eat cheese in Denver? Why wouldn't you usually? But you have to ask for cheese. So I asked for cheddar cheese. The omelet came, and I could tell it was American because American melts differently than cheddar. So I'm eating it, and it's really good, and everybody else was served at the table. And I said to Jim, they screwed it up. They gave me American. And he goes, why are you telling me this? And I said, because it's wrong. And he goes, then why don't you tell her to make it right? And I said, because it's still pretty good,
right?
And I don't want to like watch everybody else eat, and I know an omelet can be done in probably 3 minutes, but still I want to eat when everybody else is eating. And I guess I told her, I said, it's really good, but it's the wrong kind of cheese. And she said, do you want me to fix it? And I said, no, but I just wanted to let you know. And that's when Jim said, why did you tell her that? Well, because maybe she should tell the
just so
cook,
you know,
that
let's get our cheese flashcards out.
Yes!
Maybe they didn't know the difference between this and this. You never know, right? Like, everybody's back there. I'm trying to think, you know, and that may be something that the listeners could get into, too, as far
as... What's the number they could call?
It would be 312-235-2525. You know, with what are some experiences that you've had that have made you walk away from one of your either takeout or delivery restaurant experiences? I had, and this is a place that's pretty prominent in the suburbs. It's like a taco place, not Taco Bell. It isn't Taco Bell. We've already kind of bagged on them a little bit. This was different. And in the taco, used to go there all the time for many years, have not been back. There was a rock in it. There was an actual like rock, like a pebble.
A pebble, not, yeah.
It was pretty big, you know.
And it was in the meat?
It was like in a steak taco. And I'm so lucky that I didn't bite down on the rock. I just happened to, like, you know, you could feel it with your tongue, and you're like, what is this? Oftentimes, and this happens, and I guess you got to be a little bit understanding about it, you'll find like a bone.
I know, and that drives me nuts, and it's not their fault.
It
happens when you cook ground beef at home.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Right, it happens. There could be a bone in there, and so this is what I expected it to be, and it came out, and it was an actual rock. And so then you think to yourself, like, well, what would have to take place for, you know, a rock to be in there? Maybe
they dropped it on the driveway.
Yeah. The ground. Who knows? So I walked up to the counter with it, and we had other things that everybody had already eaten or was enjoying. And I'm like, I just wanted to let them know, just for the future reference, hey, there's a rock in my thing. You know, do you want to?
And did you charge me for it?
Do you want another one? Yeah, I didn't take any extra. I didn't take money back or anything. And then they was like, well, would you want a different one? Thinking, well, all the reasons why there's a rock in one of them, there are all the reasons why there could be a rock in the next one. So I'm like, no, that's okay. But I wanted them to know, because that I had not seen anything quite like that. A rock.
That's pretty bad.
And we haven't been back, you know, and it's close and convenient, and we always liked it.
Yeah. There was a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, that we went to on a very regular basis as well. And we ordered food to take out, and we got the dinner. It was like burritos, and the dinner then comes with rice and beans. So I was eating the rice, and I love the rice. It's really good. And then I was eating the refried beans, and I look, and I'm like, what's this? There was a cigarette butt.
Oh, geez.
Like a smoked cigarette butt. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, this has been repurposed from someone else's plate.
Oh, no.
This is how long ago it was, because you could smoke in restaurants back then. Sure. And I'm like, somebody finished their cigarette at dinner and just put it in the beans, which is not a good place to put it, but they assumed the plate would be scraped off and thrown out. But no, I got somebody's cigarette butt. And I called to tell them and talked to the manager, and he really apologized. And he says, I'll give you credit for your whole dinner. I'm like, thank you very much, but I don't know that I can ever come back. And I've not been back.
So you made that leap of judgment that it was the actual, maybe someone's old food.
I don't know.
One of the staff, you know. A lot of times in the back of the kitchens, you know, lots of people smoke. Maybe one fell in there. I don't know.
It was smoked though. It was a butt. Like, it was bent. Like somebody, you know, put it out.
Man.
I just that, you know.
I thought you were going to go, you know, mouse, roach, portion of a finger. I wasn't sure what you were going to say that you found in there, but a cigarette, that's different.
They're all pretty bad. I think the portion of the finger would be the worst. I don't know. Dane Neal is in for Bill Left. Bill's back tomorrow. I'm Wendy Snyder. We'll come back and do some news here on WGN Extra. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. Bill's back tomorrow, and I don't know if I should save this topic for him.
And is it about action figures and their original packaging?
No, it's kind of... I don't know. TV? Ryan, are you staying?
Guest on Match Game with Gene Rayburn? Sure.
I feel like the two boys in the studio, Jasmine, are going to balk at this.
I'm a boy. Uh-oh.
We're balkers.
Who's T.I., first of all?
Rapper.
Yeah.
Do you know the story, Jazz?
Yes.
Are they going to balk?
No. Well, Ryan might, yeah.
All right. I don't know anything about T.I. He's a rapper. He has made these controversial comments about accompanying his daughter Deja to the gynecologist every year to check her virginity status.
Okay. No, I'm not.
I'm balking.
I win.
I'm balking.
I win.
Is there a balk button? Or consider me balked.
All right. Stars and their dads, Jennifer Aniston, Beyonce, Blake Lively, and more. The 18-year-old liked tweets bashing the rapper's statement. This is disgusting, possessive, and controlling. Deja just tweeted, "I love y'all," with a sad emoji, seemingly responding to the supportive messages she's received. I need to say something to T.I. I would not like to talk to him directly, so if he calls, don't put him through. But
I'm not here.
This is terrible. First of all, you can't check on the virginity of someone. All right. Well, we're on the stream, so I can get clinical.
Yeah.
There is a membrane called the hymen that is intact, and allegedly it is altered after... shut up, Jasmine. it is altered after sexual intercourse. Now, may I just say that in this day and age, that can be changed by horseback riding, by riding a bicycle. Seriously, there are things that can cause this membrane to not be intact anymore. So there's no way to judge if she is in fact a virgin.
Are you accusing T.I. of not being a medical expert on this?
Or considering horseback riding or bicycling?
Well, I'm accusing him of embarrassing his daughter and not doing it for a legitimate reason.
Well, even so, I think just
the thought of it
just
is
the
just,
whole.
Getting, I know,
you know, as a father of two daughters, and I cannot even imagine being like in that thought process. To, you know, what is it that you're hoping to accomplish? Are you going to punish people? Are you going to, or can't you just have a conversation? You know, and be honest, and so you don't have to like build in some sort of odd and uncomfortable medical situation. The whole thing's just to want to do that, this seems wrong.
Well, he went on, he admitted on this podcast he was on that he isn't as concerned with his 15-year-old son King's sexual activity. He says, "I definitely feel different about a boy than about a girl," the Georgia native said. "That's just the God's honest truth. I don't think there's any father out there who will tell you any different. I believe there are fathers out there that will tell you different. Boy or girl, I have two boys. I don't want them to get involved in a sexual situation that they're not ready for. Bottom line, guy or girl."
And how do you plan to tweet that out?
Well, that's just it. I think he's just doing this to get more attention on him.
No.
Because why? I mean,
that doesn't sound like how social media works. That's really not. That's really like not what people do.
But that's what I'm saying. I never. Are you familiar with T.I.? Be honest, Jasmine. Is
yes.
he good? Are you a fan?
Very familiar. I tried to see him last year at Ravinia, but it rained out. But T.I. has been known to cheat on his wife several times, of infidelity issues and things like that. So I just think it's funny that he is now looking at his daughter and like, oh, you need to be careful and this and that and the third, but his son or anything else, and especially with his issues, he hasn't said anything either.
All right. Well, now I hate him even more. I hate's a strong word. Somebody said, don't use the word hate. We don't allow it in our house. It's a very strong word. It is. But I think he is ludicrous. Is that a different rapper?
It's a different guy.
Oh,
different rapper.
Okay.
He's ludicrous.
On top of convincing Deja to sign the forms that allow the gynecologist to share confidential information with him, which she's 18, okay, but under 18, as a parent, you'll do that too. You'll want to either be in there after the fact with the doctor to discuss things, because under 18, you have to. She signed it away saying
Wendy, you'd already mentioned that that whatever kind of results or ever however they obtain the results are inconclusive or can be, right? So you could have things one way or the other and have it not be a definitive answer on what it is. I think you go back to if we've learned anything from Maury, I think you just go with the with the lie detector, or even have Maury in on it, right? These are celebrities. Maybe you do that.
That's a whole new show.
And then you just have that conversation, and then that's where you could, I think, get to the real answer of what's going on.
The former reality star has been told that his daughter's hymen can be broken by bike riding, athletics, horseback riding, and just other forms of athletic physical activity. Listen, I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, but usually my prognoses and diagnoses are correct. Did I not say this? And I did not read this till just now.
You did.
All right.
You're the voice of reason here as well as our kind of impromptu professor.
T.I. told the doctor, look, she don't ride no horses. She don't ride no bike. She don't play no sports. Just check the hymen, please, and give me back my results expeditiously.
Those sound like lyrics.
Yeah, that's true.
He has
there
a
was
podcast.
A certain flow there.
He has a podcast All right. called Expeditiously.
Okay.
All right, so he snuck that in for that reason. I just can't even believe that the daughter
but at
would 18 go
18 years old, yeah, couldn't she? I mean, isn't this the kind of thing, and granted, Ryan brought it up, that this could all be publicity, right? But where you could, you know, if you have a conversation with your child and your child's 18, couldn't it just be like ended right then? Like, hey, look, no, there you go.
Don't do it, but if you are, tell me so we can.
But she's been dealing with this for 18 years of her life. I mean, this is her reality. I mean, we're looking at it from our reality, but this is her dad. This is what he's always said to her. So
yeah, she could, yeah, I just feel like as the kids get older, they have a little bit more of a say into what you can get them to do and not do. And I would say the daughter probably should just say, no, I'm not doing that. Not going, not doing that.
And I think it's terrible that he doesn't trust her and needs to get some kind of proof, you know, a doctor's note saying, no, she's not having sex. And again, how can they prove that? They can't.
They can't. And I think you'd have to have a conversation, or you could always, if nobody trusts anybody, then Maury. You bring Maury in and his team.
It's such a sad world where Maury is the answer to many of these questions.
Not just Maury, but his FBI guy, that one character that shows up and actually does the tests.
Yeah.
I think the biggest question is, why is he going in general? She has a mom.
Yeah, who's the mom? I don't know.
She's not on board.
Tiny?
Yeah, that's her name. Tamika Harris. She was a part of the group Escape.
Oh.
R&B group.
Yeah. 90s. The actor, IT, or T.I. I was thinking of Art Nasseri. What does T.I. stand for?
Isn't it like a urinary tract, like a UTI would be.
Tip Harris.
Urinary tract infection.
But that's his like real name.
Okay. Dane has just revealed that if he becomes a rapper, he's going to go with UTI.
You want to go with something that's familiar, you know, it's already got some brand recognition, and then I think there's some endorsement deals in there somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go that route. The actor shares Deja with his wife, Tamika Tiny Cottle, as well as King. Major is 11. King is 15. Eris is number 3. And he previously welcomed Messiah 19 and Demoni 18 with his ex, LaShawn Dixon.
Yeah, that's a lot, right?
Yeah, so he plays the field a little bit. See, is there some kind of doctor that like give you an infidelity test? That's Maury again.
Yeah,
we go back
to Maury.
Maury
comes in. This is a public service on the Maury side.
The sex talk with the kids is always fun because, you know, when I was growing up, and this was bizarre, but before I got my period, my dad had me read this little book to him. It was, he died when I was 10, so I was probably 8 or 9, and I read this book to him, and it was just, this girl had a monthly friend who would come to visit, and I didn't get it. No, it wasn't like done in puns like that, but it was just like, she would only come once a month and would only stay for a week. And it was just, I remember this book. I don't remember the name of it, but I remember reading it and not getting it till like the end going, really? And why isn't mom doing this? But my dad was the one who made me read the book, and my mom never talked to me about anything. What I learned from the neighbor Linny, who explained how guys and girls did something to create a baby. Wow. And I'm like, there's no way my mom and dad did that.
I just never, you know, now that I think about it, I don't think I had, I don't think anyone ever had like that conversation, birds and the bees. Like
with you? No one did?
No, I don't think so. Well, I think what they did is, I think someone came, like my dad came in and said, like, hey, you know about the, do you already, and then I'm like, I already know. Oh, all right, fine. And that was about it. That was the awkward whole conversation right there. That was about it. Ryan, your thoughts?
No, I mean, we had health classes in school starting in middle school.
You had that. Yeah, but that explained how you'd grow hair under your arms and then in the pubic region. It explained about sex?
Yeah.
Really? Ours wasn't that good.
I remember seeing a video that was interesting.
Are you sure that wasn't in college?
No, it was allowed. Yes.
What grade was this?
This would have been junior high.
Okay, because in junior high, there was this goofy little thing. I don't remember what we saw, but when my kids were in junior high, they allowed the parents to come in and view the movie they were going to show them to see if there were any complaints.
Okay.
And if you had a complaint, then you just kept your kid home from school that day, because really, it was time to change it. No, that sounds Peter Brady, but it was something along those lines where there was a goofy song. Oh, a listener would know it. 312-235-2525. But there was no real sex involved in that. It was just like hair was sprouting under your arms and maybe on your chin, and girls got their periods, and that was, it didn't go into,
I
like,
I remember something, some kind of health class thing where they had, you know, some sort of like diseases talk or whatever. Like,
oh, the STDs.
You feel some like a burning sensation. You know, I don't know what it was. I can't imagine where I would have seen that other than that kind of thing. But yeah, we didn't have like the, because they always talk about this big talk, and one of our daughters has just recently had her monthly visitor show up, and so, but Esther kind of handled that. I didn't need T.I. or any of his relatives to come over and get involved. So she kind of handled that whole car, like, this is something that, you know, got to deal with. But you know what? Here's the other thing, though. As kids, you know, you don't grow up or go to school in a vacuum. So when she had talked with Eleanor about it, like, hey, this is happening, a couple of Eleanor's other friends had already had experienced that. So she kind of had a heads up of what was going on. And, you know, I think
I was 10. I became a woman early. Which is why I've been so bitchy my whole life. No, but I was 10, and one of my sons hit puberty kind of early, in the sense like his voice changed quicker. I'm not going to get specific with other things, but I just remember one time calling at home, and Michael answered the phone, and I'm like, hey, put Dad on the phone or something. And Jim goes, this is Dad. Because Michael, and he had the same voice, like at 10 years of age. Dylan, just a different time. You know, everybody's different. But my mom never did the sex talk. And I've had a lot of conversations with my kids because they ask questions now. I mean, you don't have to get specific, but Ryan and Dane, don't your kids ask you more questions than we would have ever asked our parents? Maybe I'll interview your wives.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Because Jim,
maybe she doesn't come to me. My daughter doesn't come to me. I don't know. Maybe.
But even like, I have two boys, and they have asked me some very interesting questions, which I have just answered very honestly.
Yeah.
And I try not to give them too much information. depending on their age. But there was one time I was explaining, Jim came home from work. He called. He goes, hey, what are you doing? And I said, he said, I just pulled in the driveway. What are you up to? And I said, I'm explaining where babies come from to Michael. He goes, I'm pulling out of the driveway. And he just left. So they don't, he doesn't talk to them about it. They don't ask him.
You know what? I haven't been, you know, prepped by my own kind of historical conversations about it. And our kids aren't necessarily, they're kind of, well, Max just turned 13. And his voice, like if you listen to his voicemail, still has his little boy voice.
Yeah,
on it.
No.
And then now he's got the like the regular dude voice.
The dude voice.
Right, exactly. But it just seems, it's so weird. You couldn't have told me it was going to be like that. But where you think, oh, we'll be open and honest. But like over time, there's certain things that they're just kind of, you feel like it's sort of like, you know, like they're not going to come to you with right. that. You know, they talk with their friends more, hang out with their friends more. But of course, we're here. You know, if there's any kind of questions, and maybe you should prompt it more.
Or were you excited to have that conversation? I mean, is that something that you had been thinking about prior to this happening?
Did you prep? Do you have some notes?
Because I know for dads, we're waiting for that talk about, you know, how to change the tire or, you know, how to throw a curveball or something like that. I just don't know if maybe moms are more prepped to have this conversation.
I don't look forward to any of the questions my kids ask me. Some of them were pretty crazy because they would find out about them on the internet.
Yeah. Unless you hear it from a stranger.
I always have told them, and now they're old enough where they probably know more than I do about everything. They can start giving me the talks. But, you know, if you have a question, ask me or Dad, because we'll tell you the truth. What you find on the internet or what you find from your friends may not be true.
Mm-hmm. You just don't want to get that call from the out of the bathroom like, hey, can you come here and take a look at this? Yeah, that kind of thing, you know.
But you don't want to be embarrassed either. Like
nope. You just got to act like it's all regular. I don't think we'd be embarrassed. I just don't know if we're going to have that talk. I think on the girl side, I think Esther's kind of, she's been, you know, real proactive with a lot of that stuff. And then I don't know that Max. I don't know. Maybe. Well, I'm ready. So we'll
you're ready.
I'm ready.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready at all. Laura has joined us on the 312-235-2525. Laura, what's going on?
So I'm 58, so that gives you an idea of the time period of these things. And I remember doing the sex ed thing in junior high, and I didn't understand how the sperm got across the bed to the lady. And I was too afraid to ask because they didn't explain that, like the men's sperm and the lady's egg. I'm like, well, how did it get there? And they didn't, they missed a big part
right
there explaining that.
They probably said they were good swimmers, but still you didn't know how it like, happened.
How'd it go across the bed, you know? And another thing really quick is my parents didn't talk about this stuff either.
No.
And so my sister and I shared a bed. And so my sister is 4 years older than me. And so she got her period and I didn't understand what was going on. And all I got from my mother was, you're too young to understand. And so I thought my sister was dying.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because you know, like, oh my God, she's bleeding to death, you know?
Yes.
And that's what parents did, because I'm about the same age as you, and our parents were just like, you know, oh, don't worry about it. It doesn't concern you.
Yeah. Except one thing my mother, I did get the guts to ask my mother about, because a friend of mine told me this joke, and I didn't get it, and it was, I think I can say this.
Oh, don't do this to me. Hang
on. No, don't worry. I'll stop it. It says, why does Dr. Pepper in a bottle?
Yeah, why is it available in a bottle?
Yes, exactly. And they're like, well, because his wife died. And I was like, huh? I don't get it.
What?
So I actually remember asking my mother.
Oh, like, I'm sure she loved that one.
Oh, I know.
And then she never bought Dr. Pepper again.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Laura. It is something when I think back. I mean, my mom just, it was not, you didn't talk about it. It was forbidden, like sex, what? It was really weird, and I just think we as parents now are way different.
Wasn't it like on the entertainment side? Wasn't it the Mary Tyler Moore Show or something? Or was it Dick Van, what was it where they first acknowledged that even happened, you know, where they had like a bed that was, because even they had like two beds.
Dick Van Dyke, they had separate beds.
Okay.
I can't remember who the first person, see, this is where you need a Bill Leff.
Yeah.
Because he would know.
Right. He would know, right?
The first bed. Was it the Stevens?
Because
I
know
Bewitched?
Lucy and Ricky were not in. They were in separate beds, right?
Yes.
Fred Nethel, probably.
Even
he was on a chair.
They always slept in separate beds.
They never even met in that way.
Oh, who was it? Darn it! Now I can't leave.
But what I was getting at is that even though since apparently the caveman days, like all of this kind of stuff has been happening and going on, but they couldn't even acknowledge it in a public way in those television programs that showcased people's lives until relatively, speaking, like recently.
Yeah, and now I can't even believe what you can find on the internet.
How about the answer to that question? Who was the first television couple to sleep in the same
bed? I don't know. I can't
bed?
Talk and do it.
But there's a lot of stuff. That's another thing, and I don't know how you handle it, or Ryan, how you handle it. So the kids have phones, like almost all, not all the kids in the whole world, obviously.
The Bradys, sorry, I have to jump in.
Oh,
Carol and Mike were the first ones.
That's the second Brady reference we've had today so far.
Wow. The first ones to sleep in the same bed.
Okay. They had a lot of kids. You gotta have some proximity there. So the kids have phones, and I don't know necessarily how to limit the things that they can do on the phones.
No, you
can't. Because they'll say, like, even if you have an app that does this, there's also an app that undoes it.
Right.
And there's other ways that, and they're real, just like you said, the kids know maybe more about some subjects than you do. For that stuff, they absolutely 100% do. Like, they have that all figured out. And so you wonder, you know what they're being exposed to. You absolutely know. You just hope, I guess, that they're not really like going to check it out, because all we had was like the Sears catalog or something. That was all
National Geographic.
Yeah, but that, which is not all.
I even
appealing.
Looked. I found, guys in the neighborhood. I was a tomboy, surprisingly. I hung out with guys. They'd find a Playboy. I'd want to look at it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not that great. That's what I would say. All right, we have to take a break. Ryan, thank you for...
We didn't balk.
Yeah, you didn't. I'm
stuck it through.
I'm glad you did. I appreciate that. Bill is back tomorrow. We'll come back and thank Dane for sitting in the last couple of days. It's Monday.
Yep.
Bill's not back tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow, and Bill will
Why
be
haven't
here.
You corrected me? I've said that all day.
I don't know. I just didn't even think about it until I was thinking, like, wait a minute, I think I'm going to be... But if Bill comes back, we'll all be here. It'll be great.
We'll have a big party.
That's right.
I thought today was Tuesday. We don't start the week on a Tuesday?
Not this time. No,
damn.
With the new clock. We start on Monday this.
All right. Quick break, and then we'll wrap up.
Good night until we meet.
Going to say a Wiedersehen. I am sorry all day I said Bill is back tomorrow. He's not. Dane is back tomorrow with me, and I look forward to that.
All right. It's going to be great.
Until then, have a lovely evening and get your shovels out.
Drive safely.
Serving the great Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago.
A Nexstar Media Group station.